Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Boxing can be a brutal sport. Watching two people go toe-to-toe, exchanging biting jabs and thunderous blows, being cut, beaten, battered, and bruised. Watching this can be cringeworthy enough. Now imagine that one of the two were to suddenly put their gloves down. Well, nobody wants to witness the pummeling that would ensue, because those mean right hooks and withering combos, well, they can be deadly to a defenseless fighter. The church is dying. And what else did you expect? What else comes of a body that steps into the ring looking to forgive enemies, return good to the hateful, and be a blessing to those who are cursed? The church, you see, takes its licks, gloves down, and then offers the other cheek, inviting more. For every hateful heresy that takes a jab at her core, the church continues to speak the truth in love. For every sinful societal scourge that seeks to pummel her, the church looks back with mercy. For every financial failure that puts her on the ropes, hoping finally to deliver that death blow, the church continues to pour herself out. For an institution to give everything up to those who would wish evil upon it, well, this makes no worldly sense. It defies all conventional wisdom and logic. But then again, so does the resurrection. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. The church, you see, is not just about some dead deity that said some fine words during his earthly ministry about you and all those who he came into contact with, who was killed for them, and then shut up, never to be heard from again. The church is about more than the world that you see. The church is about her Lord, risen from the grave unto eternal life, who breathes the Father's forgiveness as he says, "Peace be upon you. See my hands and my feet. Know that it is I myself. Touch me. See me." The purpose of the church then, as we heard last week, is to convey from the Father to his creation that gift of forgiveness which brings with it a radically new kingdom. One that is not governed by hate or abuse, but one that overflows with laughter and honor. So here in the church, you can expect the unexpected. Expect that despite all of the sin, that you yourselves would swing at your Lord all of the times you sought to knock him out of your life for good. He'll keep on coming at you. His word, which carries that very same forgiveness, will keep flowing into your very ears. His body and blood will continue to be given up, poured out, so that you might grasp him and so know that the forgiveness he offers is indeed true. And this is what it looks like You see, here, every week, every day, no matter what you bring to the font, to the altar, whatever you carry into this house, you can expect that your risen Lord will not deal with you according to your sins and your iniquities, according to base logic and reason. But your Lord will deal with you according to mercy. Amidst all of the judgment and condemnation, the malice and hateful accusations, here you are preserved, like the brothers of Joseph, as a remnant on earth to keep alive for you many survivors, standing as a fellowship of forgiveness and united in one man who dies and is risen. The church, well, it's bound to suffer as he does. To the world, then, it will always appear that this community is dying because it reaches out with what it first received. It shares the forgiveness of Christ. And that's what it looks like. Arms out, life poured out. Reaching out to a world concerned only for its own benefit, its own gain. You can expect that this unexpected word of forgiveness, it'll be met with blows. Like St. Paul, you can expect to be in situations of very real danger. But being Christ to the world means that instead of entering into the fight with arms up, ready to guard yourself, you instead approach with arms out. For just as we share in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comforts abound through Christ. Enemies will take their licks, haters will deliver their blows, and scavengers will continue to take, leaving this community for dead. But what you sow, as we hear from St. Paul, does not come to life until it dies. So you can be defiant and rejoice as he does, saying, I die every day, because you, Zion, you'll keep coming back. Just as you always have, just as your Lord does, you will rise with arms out, with hearts open. For the more you share this word that just refuses to be knocked out, the more that it will continue to produce what it has promised in you: forgiveness. And with it, a kingdom of laughter and honor, even in the face of death. But don't call it a comeback. The church has been here for thousands of years, conveying the forgiveness of the Father through the Son to hundreds of millions the world over. Even though you hear all around you that the church is somehow dying, that it's about to be knocked out today by secularism or postmodernism or any other ism that they can contrive, the church, like her Lord, it just keeps on coming. Even you can't get away from the forgiveness that she offers. She keeps moving forward in faith. For what is sown, well, that's perishable. But what is raised, that is imperishable. And what do you benefit? What is your hope to gain? What would Joseph gain if he had not delivered the good that he had received from God to his treacherous brothers? He could have taken revenge, returning the evil they meant for him. Yet instead, he forgives, absolving their evil, and so replaces it with God's goodness. He puts away all that came between them, knocking out their fears, making tears run down. So he gains a family. A family that doesn't die off after one generation, but one that is preserved, that is provided for, that flourishes and thrives in the light of this absolution. This family is yours through forgiveness. It's one that boldly shares Christ, knocking out any sign of death that would try and make its home in you. And not just this family that you see before you, but one that is bolstered and strengthened by all of the saints throughout history who have been raised up in this absolution and trusted in his promise of new life. Yes, you gain a family. And this is what it looks like. This is its identity to the world. It's full of forgiven brothers and sisters who do good to those who hate, who bless those who curse, and are daring enough even to pray for those who might abuse. It carries the identity of the risen Lord into the world, turning what is unexpected into the expected, making what is impossible possible. It is merciful, as your Heavenly Father is merciful. Arm yourselves in this way of thinking, as St. Peter says, because whoever suffers in this body is done with sin. You forgive, and so you are constantly forgiven. You give and have it all given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. It's all been put into your lap. To the world, I know, this might look defenseless. To your fellow Christians who have kept their gloves up, well, you might look like a lamb sent to the slaughter. But no matter how many punches you take, no matter the judgments and the condemnations, by faith, you can never be knocked out. With the power of forgiveness, the forgiveness that goes beyond the grave, the forgiveness that rises in you as often as you hear it, as you receive it from your Lord, well, you'll just keep on coming, pressing on, moving forward, a walking absolution. And may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.